Hi, Paul Sackis, Good News Planet, Good News Broadcast, Beach Day Party. I'm saying all these because I know my good friend here, Rob Goldstein, for a long time. And everything I'm talking about is something that he has been involved or continues to be involved with. He's a good news guy. He's all about peace and love and harmony. And he has something new that I think is very special, and it's kind of Englishy. And we like the English. And so, Robert, hi, how are you?
I'm good. You still like me? The English stole, did they? No, they lost the country. I was going to say they stole America, but they actually lost it. So there you go.
There you go. We did a big special. That's actually the anniversary of Good News. 22 years, July 4th, 1998, we started.
Wow.
And so we did, and we actually we're doing a co-production with some people in the Isle of Man. And
oh, wow.
On our Peace Day show, we have a nice Brit singer with some John Lennon in the back. You know so many people. You also run a major public relations company and marketing. So, but now, what are you doing? You're making a show? What's going on?
I'm copying you a little bit, only not as good. So I am
be better.
I've launched a podcast, and it's called An Englishman In. And I launched it about 2 weeks ago, maybe 3 weeks ago. And I didn't know if anybody would listen, if anyone would care. But my idea was, to some extent, I would interview the interviewers. So I interview lots of media people, people that are on CNN, people that have written books, people that are journalists that interview people.
Nice.
Because I find them interesting, because by the very nature of their job, they're interested in other people. And B, because for the last few years, as you know, I found myself a little bit in the news myself. And so I've been surrounded by interviewers. So I became a bit obsessed. So there's people from the world of politics and the world of media and the world of celebrity. There's even a real housewife or two in there. But ultimately, it's my take on the world, and I share it with them.
Okay, so give us it's a half-hour podcast, 20 minutes, three minutes. What is it? Half-hour podcast, which can be heard where?
So you can get it everywhere you normally get podcasts, which I've learned is Apple. So Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, and Amazon this week launched podcasts as well. So it's there as well. And for people that like digital radio, it's also available on a digital network called Podcast Radio that comes out of the UK. And you can hear me at 6 o'clock in the morning, which is UK time, so it's about 1 in the morning here, or 8 p.m., which is 3 in the afternoon, every day, Monday to Friday. See, I am you. I've become you. There you go.
Oh, you're great. You're great. I'm just laughing because with the Amazon one, you get it like a thing of toothpaste or something.
Exactly.
Also.
Exactly. I don't understand Amazon. Do you know, it's funny. We've known each other a very long time, and yeah. I don't know if I still worked for HMV record stores when I first met you, but I used to do marketing there. And one of my colleagues left in about, I don't know what year it would have been, maybe 2000, 2002, to join a company called Amazon. And everyone laughed at him. And he was like, they're not paying me very much, but they're giving me stock options. Can you imagine? That's nearly 20 years of Amazon stock options.
Whoa.
Yeah. So he doesn't speak to me anymore, as you'd imagine. He's far too rich for that now.
Oh, no, no. That wasn't worth speaking to at all. If he doesn't recognize the beauty of a gentleman like you. So give me an example of one of the shows. What happens?
So I like quirky people, as do you. And a show that went up today is with a gentleman who is an etiquette expert and a civility coach. So his job is to teach people how to be civil towards each other, which I find hilarious.
What's his address?
Exactly. But in in these days that we live in, he's really busy, as you can imagine. I interviewed an author in England who wrote a book called Why Can't We All Just Get Along? And that I think there's a lot of people doing a lot of things in the space of, why are we screaming at each other? Why can't we get along with each other? Why has the world gone mad? And I agree with all of them. Do you not think?
As soon as I get off this call, I got to deal with some...
And scream at them.
Screaming.
Right. And screaming.
I don't know why they're screaming. I mean, you know, we're trying to do a nice thing, but it gets complicated in any case. But sounds like interesting people that were worthy of hearing about. And you're the perfect guy for this job because you're a professional public relations guy, and you need to, and you know how people need to think and share what their talents are to begin with. You can sniff them out.
Well, I appreciate that. And, you know, some of the...
Probably, I'm sure, great at it.
Well, I don't know about that. People have to listen, but... Well, I have to tell you, though, shockingly, it's been released for 2 weeks. And shockingly, at the weekend, some company that monitors podcasts sent me a chart, and I was number one in 3 countries, and I was number 5 in the UK, and I think I'm about 44 in the US, but that's great. I mean, I didn't expect to be 4,044,000, so that's fine. And, but you know, I have people also that, like Jeff Toobin from CNN, that's on every minute of the day, it seems, on CNN. We have a really interesting conversation about not just politics and Trump, which is what he talks about most of the time, but, you know, I ask him this question, whether if there was ever a time after the last election that we had a chance of being a United States of America. And he has a really interesting take on that. You know, was it all a foregone conclusion that we'd all scream at each other for 4 years? Or was there a chance that we would become united? And, you know, as it stands at the moment, we have an election coming up in a few weeks. I have an election podcast special the day before the election with Michael Isikoff, who you may know, who is Yahoo's chief investigative guy, with a guy who wrote a book called Collusion, Luke Harding, with another political. I know nothing about politics, but I'm interested in it. And I was kind of thrown into it a bit a few years ago. So I chat about it with these people, but I talk about it maybe like your listeners, as people who are interested, but have never studied it, don't really know a lot about it. I'm just interested to know what other people think.
You know, I'm a production guy. I'm really more so than a host. I mean, somehow I've done 5,000 shows.
Exactly, you've got a good
I still consider myself a producer type of guy, you know, not really in front of the camera, behind the camera telling that idiot to do this and do that. So I'm more used to that. But one thing that I learned, I'll just share it with you, in my learning about being the talent. Well, one is I learned as an associate producer of a soap opera with Larry Auerbach, Love of Life on CBS. He said with the soap opera, the most important thing that an actor should be doing is being a good listener. Because the whole story can sound like, you know, as soon as it's gonna be your brother's cousin, aunt's uncle. And if you're not really listening, the next thing you know, you're gonna be talking about last week's show. So that was one thing. My other thing that I learned in my novice way was I went to the Newseum in Washington, D.C. I don't know if you know about it.
Yeah.
But the Newseum, they had on a wall. First, they had a wall of newspapers every day, like 60 newspapers. The same story, 60 different takes on the same story. Right. On the same story, okay? That was one thing I learned. I learned that in graduate school, too, but communications. The other thing is that they had this big sign, who, these are the questions of a interviewer, who, what, where, when, why, and then just one H word, how.
Right.
That if you can answer and ask those questions, get them answered, you're probably going to save yourself in an interview.
But I think you do have to be interested in people. I was a journalist before I was a publicist, and I became a journalist because I was interested in what people had to say. And, you know, Larry King is one of my favorite people. And, you know, from the Friars, when I rep them, he was the abbot. I think he still is. And towards the end of his days on CNN, I would cringe because he would do what you just said. Somebody would be on promoting whatever, and they would say something really interesting, like, I can't think. But for example, you know, when I was recently in Australia and a shark bit off my leg, and he'd go, so your book's out next Tuesday.
Oh, well, then he was...
wasn't listening. Mm-hmm. And I think this was to the very end of his time there. But I would see so many examples of that, thinking, wow, what a great story. And then because the questions were there, it would literally be, you've been married 5 times, right? And somebody literally just said they'd murdered their own mother or something. And he'd be like, so how many children do you have? And so I'm not focused on him, but I just remember that happening quite a bit towards the end.
probably can towards the end is because probably towards the end, you know, we're all kind of missing a few.
And it was towards the end. Maybe he knew it was the end, so it didn't matter. But that is the most important thing, yeah. I think, whether it's a podcast, whether it's me and you having a conversation, it's like, just listen. That's all it's about. People say to me all the time, how do you do these things? Like you just listen to what they have to say and you have some questions, but ultimately they've been, I think, two of these podcasts, because I pre-record most of them, that I didn't use the questions at all because I didn't need to, because what they were saying was more interesting than my dumb questions. So we just went with what they were saying.
Well, you know, I don't know if they have found you yet, but the professional PR companies like you, what am I talking about? You're a professional PR company, but in the syndicate, when I started, I'm doing this 22 years, okay? I was maybe the only web broadcasting host on the internet with our Good News broadcast, okay? So they would go to CBS and they'd go to NBC and they'd go to ABC and they'd come to me to get on the internet. So right. I would interview these people, and what they do is they give you the old cheat sheet, you know? Right. But you have created a billion of them. You know, they tell you exactly, they give you the questions. Sometimes they even answer the questions if you want to look at them. For all those years, I hardly ever looked at them. And for whatever reason, some people of those people, I'd say there's a couple that said, why didn't you ask them that? Or, you know, but those were like real professional ones from a pharmaceutical company. Sure. Really needed to get their pitch out, right? And professionally speaking. But I think I happen to like what you're saying.
I think a natural conversation.
Yeah, it's a conversation.
You know, trumps a series of questions that you can ask.
There you go. Let me ask you one last question, because I got to run to do another. We got our Peace Day event happening, and I got to take 5 minutes out of the show somehow so I could get Richie Havens in to sing Woodstock opening.
Amazing.
My question is this, with regard to world peace, for Rob Goldstein, what is peace for you? Rob Goldstone.
Yeah. You know, I think it's important for people to find their own peace. And a lot of times when I hear people talk about, you know, my wish is for world peace. That's great, but find your own peace first. Be at peace with who you are, with how you behave, with how you interact with other people. Don't be a monster and then go, we should have world peace. You know, I have friends who are very big into anti-bullying and anti, you know, all of this. Well, they're quite bully-ish. So I want to say to them, like, just look at yourself first. So that would be my answer, which is, you know, look inwards, not always outwards, and just find peace in some way, shape, or form that you can, and take time out for yourself. Before this pandemic kicked in, I'm an inveterate traveler. I love to travel. And all the time people say to me, wow, but you take time out of your life, out of your work. If you don't do it while you can, maybe you'll never get to do it. So I would just say, find some time for yourself, find some peace, some downtime for yourself, and look in, don't look out.
All right, Rob. I'm crazy about you. Thank you so much for sharing and
giving me an
opportunity to say hello again to you. It's a good feeling. Thank you.
And don't think you're getting away with not doing an interview for my podcast next week. Anyway, okay. I appreciate this interview. Take care.
Whatever you would like, I'm ready to go. Thank you.
Thank you, Paul. Thank you.